Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome the night.
All the latest movies and news from the world of horror. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host Ian. Ian, are you there?
I am.
You know, it seems like the world always goes into a panic or chaos when we take a week off. Because I know, like, one time, I know another time we took a week off, the world was amidst chaos. And we take one week off,
okay,
and
yeah.
And then this shit goes down. But, It's crazy. You know what? Let's take a week off. There's nothing to talk about, and then the fucking world just comes to a fucking halt.
Yep.
And
you know what I mean?
Whew. It's crazy. This is honestly one of those weird times. This is one of those weird times, and I guess it's not good. I mean, it's a terrible situation to be in because you're technically on a lockdown and all this virus shit going down. You can't do shit. And the only thing really we have to do is stay in and kind of just watch shit. And that's what we're going to try to do over the next, you know, next few shows until everything goes back into normal.
Back to normal.
You know. And because that's the big news. One of the main news topics I want to bring up is that everything that we had planned, you know, because it was supposed to be, this week is The Hunt, of course, we said that, and like it was supposed to be three back-to-back reviews, and this coming week was supposed to be A Quiet Place 2, but with the virus and everything, that got pushed back indefinitely, and then just all the other films coming out here lately that we were going to review on the show was just pushed back. We have Antebellum got pushed back, Antlers, the one I've been dying to see forever, that's pushed back, and then Run, which we had Sarah Paulson in it, that got pushed back. All these horror movies that are supposed to be coming out are pushed back indefinitely because
same
of
with
Black Widow and all
Disney
kinds of
Disney is doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know it's serious when Disney's like, maybe we should push things back.
Yeah. But so what we're gonna do to fill in those times that we would have reviewed the show, we'll go to the bag and we'll do an indie spotlight. Or find something, you know, to co-review to fill in the void of those main, you know, big releases that we would have talked about and try to do something in their place. Because that's the only thing we can do. I mean, we'll have to find something and review it.
Yeah.
You know, talk about some news. And I think Spiral, the Saw film, got pushed back too. So there's a lot of stuff that got pushed back. So it's weird. Yeah. It's a weird time, but... But
I haven't
can't do anything about it.
Almost 5 days.
It's been a week for me. Literally, it's been a week. But I've watched a shitload of things, dude. I tell you that much. It's just been nonstop watching movies, and we did get The Hunt in, so we are lucky there. Before everything went to hell, so we got The Hunt, and like I said, as the weeks you know, come by. We'll figure it out next week. Like I said, might be an indie spotlight. I have something coming in. Not sure if it'll get here in time for me to do everything with, but we'll save it for the following week or whatever. You know, we'll get to it eventually. Next, you know, we could find something else streaming or something online next week to review or what. It just depends. It really depends on the week and how we feel about, you know, what we'll figure it out. I mean, it's what we do when we're not on the show. We're talking about upcoming shows and trying to figure this out. And this just, again, threw a wrench into everything. And we had to get it out of the way and discuss it at the beginning of the show while we have a little bit of time, because, again, when we get to the review, I don't know how long I'll be talking about it, because there's not really much to really say come to the review portion of the show. But, yeah, it's a terrible situation that it's happening to the country and the freaking world. But we don't really get into that. We're here to talk horror. And just, you know, you hate to see it happen. And, again, it's pushing everything back. You know, like, it's whatever, you know, like movie releases, they'll be out there eventually. You want people to be safe and health-wise be in good health. And so that's, you know, but we try not to really delve into that too much. We're trying to break away from the, you know, monotony of the world and talk horror, and that's what we're going to do. But we had to bring up the news topics because they pushed stuff back. But nonetheless, Ian, let's get into our review portion. And this is, again, crazy. This one came out amongst everything. You know, this is the one where, like, oh, the world's shut down, lockdown. And then the last technically horror film, action horror, political satire horror, is The Hunt, which had this big controversy apparently last year, which we didn't even know about it apparently, and we're the people that talk about this stuff. And it's just like, there's this big, like, the most controversial movie you've never seen yet. I'm like, when was this? You know, like, because again, we talk about horror. Like, if it's newsworthy, we talk about it. And like, I never heard a single fucking thing on The Hunt, and I didn't even know anything about The Hunt until like this year. You know, like, oh, The Hunt's coming out. Like, okay. And then all the trailers, like, the most controversial movie. You know, like, what is this? You know, like, I don't remember anything controversial. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I remember seeing some people, like, freak out online about some horror movie that's coming out where a bunch of liberals kill conservatives, and that movie, like, shut down. But the name of the movie was never mentioned. So when I was watching, I was like, oh, that's that movie. Like, I totally forgot all about it.
Yeah, and I don't understand. There's been at least 100 movies as in the same vein and very similar to this film. And there's been, they're good and bad. You know, we have Battle Royale, technically the same thing. We have The Hunger Games, which is technically the fucking same thing as this film, but it's just different. We got The Condemned. There's so many films that is similar. We got Surviving the Game from the 90s, which is about, you know, people going after a black dude. So, like, this, just because they're in a political state, and it's, and the people are, like, right-wing, left-wing, middle ground, and just like, oh, it's the Twitter atmosphere, people, mentality, that makes something just, like, fucking
movie
ridiculous.
And it's like, if you watch the movie, it's a stereotype of both parties, and they're just making fun of each other the entire time.
Yeah.
Like, it's not,
I mean,
it's,
like I said,
it's
satirical. There's
bad.
Nothing. But let's get into the review portion. Let's talk about it. So technically, the film, it's kind of hard not to go into a little bit of spoilers, so we might just go into a little bit of spoilers and not the, you know, because they give away, if you watch the trailer, they pretty much give away the main character in there, running behind everything. And, like, they do their best to, like, go through the whole film, like, not showing her character, but I've already forgot her name. Hilary Swank. Hilary Swank is, like, this big, you know, the big bad, in a sense. And so we have, like, these group of people. They're on a plane. They're going to this place. And, like, a guy wakes up. They're all, like, having fun back and forth. Like, oh, he woke up. He's going to know everything about it. And then they kill the guy on the plane. And then we get introduced to, like, all these random characters that wake up in the forest with a gag on their mouth. And then there's this box in the middle, this crate, which, you know, they're being cautious because it could be a bomb or something. And then they open it up, a pig comes out, and then there's weapons. And so they get their weapons, they find the keys, it's attached to the door of the crate, and they get the gags off, and then they are slowly hunted down. Again, that's like the first arc of the film, where we have, you know, like people, you know, survive, people don't survive, and they die in rather, you know, gruesome ways. Some of them do. Some of them straight off, you know, head get exploded, you know, like a sniper rifle, you know, makes a person's head pop off, and then the mines, arrows, and there's a lot. It's just like straight on, you know, like in your face with the gore. And, no, I wouldn't say like gore, but, you know, just the violence in general. And and then we have, like, again, we have our first arc, but then we don't really get introduced to our main character until like the second act. Because we're following the first group of people from the field that woke up, and they go into this like gas station, and there's like this old couple there, and they're just like talking back and forth, thinking about things, and it doesn't really go out the way they wanted to go out. And then we're slowly introduced to our main character, her name is Crystal, and like she comes across a couple people in her journey, and then. Because, you know, she's trying to avoid being killed by these people. And then there's hints here and there. And then we get, you know, sort of back and forth. We get, like, earlier scenes with Hilary Swank's character. And, like, the reasoning behind everything. Like, there's this, like, she gets fired from a, like, we get this, like, conversation to start off the movie about this hunt in, like, Vermont and everything. And it's just, like, it's a joke conversation, and she gets fired for it, and then kind of leads into the unfortunate series of events where the people that are, you know, on the message boards, Twitter, radio shows, you know, are the ones that she decides to get and kidnap to bring and actually do a hunt, and she just you know, she's our baddie in a sense, and there's all the central characters that's underneath of her that come along, and it's Crystal and on her journey and meeting like a couple other people, and it's just her, you know, like being hunted in a sense, but it's not really, you know, a hunt. It's just like her on like a sort of a journey, and like a real her central character gets revealed and everything, and then it just leads into, it's just like the first half is like, you know, in your face violence. And then it's just like a slow sort of build, but it's still entertaining slow because, like, the conversations they're having with Crystal and Ethan Suplee and on the train and the illegals,
yeah,
and being in a German officer, you know, army retrieve thing. So there's, like, all these conversations going down. It's pretty funny. And so it's an entertaining movie. It has some, you know, like I said, it keeps you intrigued, and it goes by rather fast. You're going through there like, wow, this is already over, you know? So it's like, I can't say,
no, yeah, like,
it's not a bad movie. It's honestly already, you know, I'd already knocked Gretel and Hansel off for top three. And it's just because it's a more entertaining movie, in my opinion. And I mean, you know, Gretel and Hansel fourth place, whatever, but still, is it a perfect movie? No. It has some flaws and everything, but, for what it's trying to accomplish, it does it well, and it is rather entertaining,
yeah,
towards the end there, and then, like, a lot of revelations are revealed, and you just have fun with it. You know, it's far better than some other ones I've seen that's exactly like this, you know, people getting hunted. There's one called Dark Web, and it is awful. It has, like, Danny Glover. It's like when he was in those string of movies where he's only sitting down and there's a green screen behind him. It's sort of like that. He was in that, and I think like Day of the Mummy, which is god awful too. But it's like, it's just awful. The Dark Web, it's not a fun one either. And it's like very, very badly dubbed for some reason, but it's a foreign movie. Somehow they managed to get Danny Glover in it, but I digress. So there's like, it's done fun. And the director's other film was Compliance, and that was a fun little movie too. Very contained little suspense movie, sort of dark comedy in a sense. And this one is pretty good. You know, it's not great.
Yeah.
But
I
it
agree.
Is enjoyable. It's enjoyable to the extent, and then like the fight sequence at the end is pretty good. And it like I said, it does deliver some violent kills. And you know, some I guess some unexpected stuff here and there, you know, because that very first half you're like, oh, okay, here's all the characters, and then just like randomly, you know, like boom, you're dead, you know. So
yeah.
Like the unexpectancy of everything, but it's still a fun little movie. Not, you know, nothing great, but and it's crazy. Like this is Blumhouse too, and like why can't you do more shit like this instead of like give us Fantasy Island, you know? And sadly, I think this didn't do that well over the weekend because it was, again, of everything crazy with the virus, but it made 5.3.
Yeah, nothing's
so
doing well right now.
Yeah. But, Ian, what's your thoughts on the movie?
I actually enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I would. I actually didn't watch the trailer for it, so I kind of went in, you know, just not knowing what to expect, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was just like, and so, you know, I was just like, oh, is this the main character? Nope, they're dead. I guess it's them. Nope, they're also dead. And I'm just like, you know, the whole opening sequence. I personally, like, I don't know if it was just me that felt like this, but there really wasn't, like, a scene that I deemed, like, completely unnecessary. Because, like, it just seems like a bunch of movies we've watched the past, you know, like last year and all that, had some scenes in it where it was just, you know, just should not have even been in there, and it could have been cut to make the movie a lot shorter. And I didn't feel like, because it was like you said, it's just like, oh, I'm already at the end. And I mean,
it goes well because you started off with that big scene and then there's that long gas station sequence and then we're, you know, introduced to another character. We're always introduced to something, you know, and there's always a beginning. There's an arc that it just carries over. Like we get done with that arc, then we're introduced to another character and then we have that arc. And then that leads to, you know, this infiltration. And then again, we get more of sort of the backstory of Crystal. And then there's the arc and meeting a new character. And like the people under, you know, it's along with Hilary Swank's character, and then we get introduced to her character finally. And so there's like all these arcs and, you know, middle and conclusion, you know, this beginning and conclusion to everything. And so it's fun, you know, it managed to keep you entertained.
Yeah. And there wasn't any like long, pointless, conversations about, you know, like the feminist talking points. There's talking points in there, but there wasn't like that on like Black Christmas or anything. I was kind of partially expecting something like that once I once you figure out what's actually going on, you think that there's going to be some big long conversation, but it's not. There's just like real fast, everything is, I felt like it was a decent set a decent pace and kept you entertained for the hour and a half that it, of a movie it is.
And like again, the character of Crystal is like just this foul mouth, like no take no shit attitude. Like I don't care. You know, she's just like I don't care about anything. I just fuck off. You know, she has that mentality to her.
Yeah,
and it's like constant until the very end. So it's just like there's like this message like Hilary Swank's character is like trying to give this message about like everything. And she says, are you going to shut up or are we going to fight? You know, or something like that. And just, she's just like, I don't give a rat's ass. You know, I don't care about your political stance.
That whole fight scene too was just, it was so good because it, honestly, it like, it didn't feel, it felt like more of an actual fight than something like, comically like overdone, like in a lot of movies they try to do, and I was just like, ooh, this is actually kind of a nice fight, and it lasted a while too, but
yeah, And they make fun of it, too. Like, no more glass. And then, you know, and like, no glass. And they open the door.
Yeah. Oh, I thought she, I didn't really hear her very well when she said that. I thought she said fiberglass. And I was like, oh, so it's not going to break. That's why they, I was like, that's, yeah, no, it's a, honestly, it's up there right now. I'm like, I don't
yeah.
know, I was actually kind of, felt a little pumped after watching it. I usually do when I watch action movies, but
yeah,
I digress.
It's a good. It blurs the lines a little bit. Like I said, it's that, you know, action with, you know, just a. It's more of an action movie, but it does have that, you know, over the top gore that, you know, you kind of would want, you know, like the. I don't think The Condemned had that. I think it was straight action. But it
yeah.
follows lines of, like, again, like the Battle Royale. It's definitely Battle Royale style of violence with a political
yeah.
tone. But I really don't have anything else to say. I do. Well, again, I would say I would suggest going to see it, but we can't do that. So it's weird to suggest
yeah.
something. But it is. I do think I did read this, hear about it. The R Universal is doing so. I don't know if it's on Apple or it's somewhere. But they are going to put The Hunt, Invisible Man, and something else online for $20, so you can watch it at home. So
yeah,
that's going to be interesting. So you can just watch it at home for $20, so they can recoup
yeah,
some of the money.
A lot of stuff is getting put on there online
yeah.
right now. They're trying. I think they're talking. There's people trying to get the movies that are in theaters right now on some kind of streaming site because,
yeah.
you know, nobody, all the theaters are shut down. And I find it hilarious because I keep seeing, like, the like reports on, like, how bad movies are, like, certain movies are doing. And, like, oh, what do you expect? The theaters are shut down. Of course it's
yeah.
doing terrible in the box office.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, God.
Well, they can always be like GameStop. Yeah,
right.
Fuck you. Yeah, we'll take in trade-ins, and we'll let you work. We're going to stay here. Yeah, but, yeah, we're going to – I think we said everything we needed to say. It's a good – it's a decent little movie. It's a fun – one of the better ones of
yeah.
the year so far. Like I said, it's top three in my list.
Yeah.
So
no,
it managed to knock
– right
it knocked Gretel and Hansel out of there. So I do – again, if you do get a chance to watch it, I suggest it if you like that type of film. It's a fun one. It has some good comedy, you know, just like dialogue and stuff. And it has some good, you know, hyper-stylized, you know, violence in the way of Battle Royale, and, you know, political humor, and just, a, you know, an interesting character, you know, with Crystal and her vulgarness
yeah.
In a sense of her don't-give-a-fuck attitude. But, yeah, we're going to continue to do this show until always. So that's the one thing we have to look forward to each week. Next week, again, we're going to play it by ear and see what we can come up with to fill the void of A Quiet Place 2, and we'll keep doing that because we're here to review horror films, and we're here to talk horror, and that's what we're going to do. So you'll always have something to listen to every night around this time. So, Ian, I will talk to you next week, and offline, of course.
All right.
And we want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll see you next time.